it is day, for the night comes when no one can work. This is our day. This is our season. Just as Esther found that her day was a day of great necessity. It was a day of deliverance. It was a day of salvation for the Jewish people. I pray that this Wednesday will be a day of salvation for the United States of America, the nations on the earth, and for Israel. In Jesus' name, let God arise, for the enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, this is Prayer and Share, and I understand that there's many things on our mind today, but would you allow the Lord to quicken in you a moment to come alongside of us right here at WCNO, as the Lord has directed others throughout the years, as we seek to raise the operational budget so the good news station can continue to bring you the good news. No, the lights aren't going out if you don't give this morning. And we are not going to say that everything is resting on you. We'll simply say that we're family. And when the family comes together, prays together, believes together, and gives together, the load will be light and the need will be met. And I'm confident of that. I know that if God had a plan to take care of the widow and take care of the prophet, God has a plan to take care of you and take care of us today. So we commit ourselves into his hands. All right, it is right now 7:16. We're actually about a minute and change past our opening time, but I believe we are in crucial, critical days. And these words' significance, that God has brought us to this day because the body of Christ has a significant role in seeing the glory of God released in the land. Significant. You are important to the King of Kings. Well, once again, we start the morning and we have $107,928 yet to be raised. And as we start the morning, we had one donation that came in overnight, as far as I can tell. And yesterday, we did have a good day. Yesterday, we saw the Lord provide through you, our family, $23,390. That moved us ahead. And yesterday was the best day so far as numerical increase. And so we're working our way toward that 225 budget. And that is a necessary budget to cover operations for the next 6 months here at WCNO. And so today, I'm just praying and asking God that today will be a $30,000 day. You may say, well, this is a Wednesday. Don't you know that it's the middle of the week? Don't you know it's supposed to be slow? No, it's not supposed to be slow. We're believing that God is going to provide. And Karen yesterday started saying, you know, we just need to get all the mail. We need to get everything out. We just need to bring it in, and we need to put it before the Lord. So we're just going to lay our hearts before the Lord today, and we're going to work our way along, and we're going to welcome you to join us. Will you join us for this day as we move ahead in faith in Jesus' name? So you may say, well, how are you believing God for $30,000 today? Well, I'll tell you just exactly how we're going to do that. Palm Beach Iron Works, yesterday we had Elsie Higgins, who made a $10,000 pledge. I almost said bledge, but it's a pledge. It's a pledge. My mouth may get mixed up this morning a little bit because we have been talking a small amount. But as we start, I have Elsie's paperwork in my hand, and we want to thank everyone at Palm Beach Ironworks for their support of this ministry, for their hard work and the ability to give in the manner that you give. And this has been tremendous. And for years, Palm Beach Ironworks has lifted up Jesus and has just declared the gospel. So this morning, we come to you with another two gifts that are coming from the family of Palm Beach Ironworks. We have Palm Beach Ironworks as a business, bringing in $10,000 this morning, and that is a pledge. It's going to be coming in. And we have Jimmy Higgins III that is bringing in a $5,000 personal matching funds challenge. We have 15 $15,000. David, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
$15,000.
Yes.
And as I was in prayer this morning, I said, Father, are you sure? $15,000 today. And because that is a lot of, that's a lot of money to see matched up.
Yes.
But then the Father just touched my heart and said, I am a big, big God. Do not underestimate my ability to show up and show off. I'm going to take care of WCNO. I'm going to take care of my people. And I'm going to take care of Israel. And you need to just let the people know what I'm doing and give them an opportunity to come alongside of others that are giving today. And this is absolutely huge. I haven't gone back through all the Wednesdays, but I'm confident that that this will be one of the biggest Wednesdays that we have had as a ministry, as far as income. And so we're just putting it out there. And we're going to start. These are going to be $5,000 lumps that we start with. We're going to start with $5,000 from Palm Beach Ironworks, and we're going to look to get that matched up within the next, well, by lunchtime for sure, but I'm believing God that we should be at 10,000 by lunchtime, and then the 5,000 should carry from lunch to 6 o'clock. I believe that's the way we should see this day. It should be 10,000 this morning, 5,000 from lunch until 6 o'clock. And so many of you have Wednesday night services. I understand that. And you have other things that are going on. And I'm sort of talking as the Lord is just prompting my heart, because I'm just saying, Lord, how do you want us to do this? How do you want us to present this? And how are you going to provide for the ministry? And so we're just gonna bring it out today. And we're going to present it. So this morning we're going to start with $10,000. It's going to be $10,000 till lunchtime. We're going to believe God that between now and 12, will you believe with us that God is going to touch the hearts of his people, and we're going to have an absolutely miraculous morning. And then this afternoon, we're trusting God that we'll be able to bring in Jimmy Higgins the third, $5,000. And by the end of the day, that we will have matched up every one of these dollars, and that we will bring in $30,000 at least. You know, we could finish today, Dave.
Yes, we could.
We could finish today, and God could do that. We could finish tomorrow. We don't have to go through Friday. And so if the people of God have faith to join us, then we will see great things of the Lord, and I believe you do.
Yes.
Phone lines are open. David, give the phone numbers out. We're going to need a lot of calls all day today. We are willing to work hard to organize and put together the gifts that God is bringing to us.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Amen. And you can also give by going to WCNO.com, WCNO.com. And we're going to need to have a lot of donations online today as we move along through this day as well. We are trusting the Lord. We are trusting the Lord to do the miraculous on behalf of this ministry. And many of you have stood with us over the years. Many of you have already given. And some of you have given again. And we thank God for all of those gifts. We thank God for your partnership with us. And so this morning, many of you that have been with us for a lot of years, you know, week two is the week where we really need to see things accomplished. And so we're already in Wednesday. We only have two more days, David, in this prayer and share. And so we just make our request known, and we welcome your calls. Phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. All the lines are open at this time. And we want to thank all of you who have already given. And if you gave, you already sent your cards in, you let us know exactly what God put on your heart. And if we have not read those donations yet, we're going to be working our way through. Maybe we'll get through all of the mail that has come in. We are expecting more mail today. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have to go through the mail and make sure we aren't double counting something. But we do welcome your call. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. I want to thank, let's see, this is Laura. made a donation last evening. Thank you, Laura, for your donation of $20. And that is going to get us started this morning. And here's another caller calling in. Laura is the first one to give. And I'm just going to put onto my pad $15,000. And just to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. This is the Father's work. And we're going to need a lot of donations, going to need a lot of phone calls. Let's get those lines lit up, 772-221-1100. And we're bringing in $20 to open up the morning, and we're thanking God for that. We're going to go to some music at this time, and as we continue to worship the Lord, we've had a variety of guests, and we've had a variety of things going on, but I think we're just going to start with a song that's entitled Revival, because I believe that is the only solution for us. Amen. We'll be right back in just a moment. Songs Revival.
City.